Denied. These license plates were rejected by the Idaho DMV.
What do Mike and Christmas music have in common?
How you can help make the Idaho potato drop the best New Year's Eve drop in the nation.
And what is the Yule Cat and how do you keep it from feasting on your bones?
And will there be a Thanksgiving roast? It's right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
So then I said, turkey's done. Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers.
Those who are voting for Jeff and those who are voting for Lisa.
Hit the like button, subscribe, rate, comment, whatever you feel like doing to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, dad jokes, and bad jokes. We apologize for what we said last episode.
I mean, we ought to every time now, huh?
In fact, we take it all back.
Yep.
We retract everything.
It's gone.
All right. Let's zoom out and you'll notice. Well, on my side, you'll notice the poop emoji hat. It's always right here within arm's reach.
Yeah.
In case I want to be a shithead.
I think it's actually a really good placement.
Will I use it tonight?
Guess we'll see.
I think there's been plenty of times where I should have used it and didn't.
There has.
But on Carly's side, you'll see
a little Christmas tree, although it's technically more of an autumn tree right now because of the leaves.
So festive.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we were talking about orange and pink being Christmas colors. This is certainly, you know, orange looks good on a tree. It contrasts nicely with the green.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why people go to see fall foliage, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say this is as close as I'll allow to a Christmas tree at this time.
Yeah.
Because it's not even after Thanksgiving yet. So.
But that's sort of our point here is it's Thanksgiving week. This is the Thanksgiving episode 2025. Carl, you remember last year at this time? It was episode 69.
Oh, I do. You know, I still get that AI song stuck in my head all the time.
It's Thanksgiving. Let's eat. It's Thanksgiving. That's me. IFAF is so fine. It's show number 69. Why didn't I? Episode 69. So lick your fingers. Yum, yum. It's going down now. What fun. Everybody come. Everybody come. IFAF is so fine. It's show number 69. Wine and Dine, episode 69. Gobble, gobble, chow down. Bless this meal. Going down. A snack for two. Time for pie. 69 is nice. Nice.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice.
We, of course, thought we were hilarious for putting together the fact that it was the episode for the holiday that is famous for putting things in your mouth with the number for the activity that is famous for
putting things in your mouth.
Yeah. At least your mom feels that way. 51 weeks ago, I guess makes sense.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
52 weeks in a year, 51 episodes ago. Wild. Okay.
Yeah, we've been really good this year. We've gotten one out every single week. I know last year we took a couple of little vacations.
Yeah.
But
we've been averaging 50 episodes a year, which I think is really reasonable for a weekly podcast.
Absolutely. Especially because we're like human beings with actual lives.
And you just loved that song from episode 69.
I did. I still catch myself humming it sometimes. Da da da. It's just catchy. It's good.
That was one of the first AI pieces we did. That was about the time I really started heavily. It must have been a slow year.
Oh, yeah.
That time of year.
Well, I think you were also just really excited for all the new fun AI shit.
That's true, man. If I get a shiny toy, I stay up late to play with it.
You absolutely do.
Okay, so if you didn't set an alarm like we told you to last episode, it is time to take your turkey out.
Yep.
Take it out.
Yeah, get it done.
In the garage, in the sink, or wherever you got to put it in order for it to thaw. I mean, like, I've heard horror stories of, like, newlyweds that weren't quite with it or distracted. Or
right, right. You know, they were probably too busy enjoying their honeymoon period.
Yeah. Too busy working those drumsticks.
Yeah.
having a breast and a thigh. Anyway, you see, there's lots of puns that can be had around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Gobble, gobble, bitches.
They haven't done this sort of thing before, mm-hmm. and so they don't know.
Right.
You know, she takes the turkey out the morning of.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to work. Okay.
Nope.
Or they could go to McDonald's and have a McRib.
I know. I was so excited to see that back. Yeah. So just the other night, I was working a stage show just because my dad needed some extra hands.
Oh, yeah.
It was for Trans-Siberian Orchestra, by the way.
Yes.
Which looked freaking awesome.
Shout out to Jeff from Jeff and Greg, who had never been to a TSO show.
Yes.
And now it's like his favorite thing ever. His Christmas lights are, did I just see right before we came on? It looks like his Christmas lights are going to be baller AF.
Yeah, you know this year. It makes tons of sense that Jeff enjoyed that, you know, in particular, because of his proclivity for fun Christmas lights and songs.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So you're at TSO.
Yes. It was a really long day. You know, we spent like 8 hours in the morning just setting everything up and then another like 4 or 5 taking everything down. And after that, me and my cousin were like, you want to go get some Mickey D's? And so we did. And I got a holiday pie and a McRib. And it was the best, most special limited time offer I've ever had.
I haven't had the holiday pie yet. Oh, I got to try that.
Good.
But I did have 2 McRibs.
Yeah, because they rock. Yeah, I don't love pie in general. But if I do get a pie, like any pie that I do like tends to be cream based, you know, like banana cream pie and holiday pie. You know what? That's the thing. I was trying to explain that to my cousin last night, too. And there was no way of saying it without it sounding bad.
Please continue, Carly. Tell us more about.
Should I just say straight up? I like cream pies.
Oh, did you just?
I did.
All right. What do you call that?
That sounds so bad. Fan service.
Fan service. There's a little fan service.
Jeez.
For you guys. That one guy on TikTok, we might have to ban him.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's got 2 strikes.
Yeah. Yeah. Third strike and you're out, buddy.
Oh, so you had the McRib and it was good. And yeah.
Well, and it was just fun getting 2 special limited time things at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Oh, so while I'm at McDonald's, I saw something that was a great idea that I've never seen before, even though I have a sneaking suspicion it's probably all over the place.
Okay.
Especially since COVID, especially post-2020.
Yeah.
And maybe I just don't get out that much.
All right. What was it?
Here it is in the men's room at the McDonald's on 17th Street. Go in, use the restroom, wash my hands, go to reach for the doorknob, but then I see this sign, look down. If you're just listening, I'll describe it. It's a foot, not pedal.
Yeah, kind of a pedal.
A foot handle? Like instead of a door handle. It's a foot grip.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. For the door.
Which also, I think it's hilarious that you were filming in a McDonald's men's room. Someone could take that very wrong.
There was no one else around.
Thank goodness.
It was just me and this ingenious idea. You use your foot to open the door.
Which also, now I know for a fact that you almost exclusively use the drive-thru at McDonald's, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Because this has been there for a hot minute.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I figured.
And there are other places that have them, too. Like, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure Target has one, which makes total sense because Target is the best. But yeah, I've been seeing a couple of different, like, bathroom get-out-without-touching-the-handle inventions lately that I really enjoy. Even the one where the handle's far enough away from the door that you can stick your forearm in it and pull, I think is smart.
Awesome.
I mean, especially if you don't have great balance and can't like stand on one foot while you pull it open.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hate having to touch handles after using the bathroom because I know there are so many just nasty ass people out there.
Well, and that's why I think bathroom doors ought to open out.
Yes. So you can just kick them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Or I shoulder them. All the time.
Yeah, actually, that's a great point.
And, or elbow them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know restaurants, especially crowded ones, small ones, fast food ones with hallways in the back aren't always designed for the doors to swing out. But
yeah,
open the door going in
mm-hmm.
And then...
Yeah, because you know you're going to wash your hands when you're done. I think that's brilliant.
Right.
But yeah, my trick, if they don't have one of those ingenious solutions, is that I'll just try to touch the hand. So if I can't use a paper towel, which is my obvious go-to, but if I can't, then I try to grab the handle where I think most people haven't, which is usually like underneath, like pinky, closest yeah, to the actual door, uh-huh. and I pull it like that. And that tends to work just fine.
Plot twist, that's where snotty-nosed kids who haven't washed their hands...
Don't ruin this for me, Mike.
Grab the handle.
Don't ruin right. this for me.
Right. Rango's looking good.
Oh, yeah. Do you like his little chain?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like a little gangsta.
Rango ba gangsta.
Yeah. I can wake him up and pull him up over here if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. I did take pictures if you want one for later.
I think there's an expression about that.
Don't wake a sleeping dog.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah.
But he looks good.
Yeah, you know, I've actually kind of put a lot of effort into his look lately. Specifically, I went and got his claws clipped finally because they were getting insane. It's also his least favorite activity in the whole entire world because, I don't know, he hates getting his nails clipped.
He will, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To the point that while I was there, he got so scared he pooped on me a little.
On yeah, you?
On me. I had to take my jacket home and wash it afterward. It was disgusting. And he smelled so bad the rest of the day because of it.
Little chihuahua nuggets.
I had to clean his butt with a baby wipe.
Oh, yeah. When they have a nasty burnt rubber, refried diarrhea, kind of stanky.
Right. It was just so gross. I felt so bad for the guy who I get to cut his nails because, you know, like Rango's just a handful at the groomer and he totally tried to bite him.
Sure.
But I go over to I Shih Tzu Not because I think the name is hilarious.
No way. Okay. Well, and we featured that guy and that name on our show over a year ago.
Yeah,
back
when he first started.
Great name.
Yeah, right.
Literally a dog groomer in Idaho Falls with the name I Shih Tzu Not.
Yeah. Which by the way, that's the whole reason.
We shit you not.
Which by the way, that's the whole reason I went to him because we talked about it and I was like, Yeah, he seems cool.
Funny.
And turns out he is cool, by the way. Mm-hmm. His name is Tyson. And here's a funny story. Later that same day, I actually took my niece and my nephew to a little convenience store in Iona. And the guy working the counter, I remember how it came up. I was trying to pay him in cash and I was short like 20 cents. And I was like, damn, I don't even have a dollar to give you instead of a 10 because I just gave my last dollar to my groomer as a tip. And he was like, oh, who's your groomer? And I was like, oh, it's Tyson over at I Shih Tzu Not. And he's like, oh, dude, I love that guy. We're in a band together. He plays a sick guitar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which I thought was really funny.
I like him even more now.
Right? Well, and that's what I love about Idaho Falls. Like, even though it is a pretty like expanding town, it still has like all those little small town connections. I think it's really sweet.
It's big enough for me to avoid my two exes.
Yes.
But small enough to, to still have that, small world, no small town.
Right.
Connection. That's funny.
And can I also say, it's always like the people who, just by looking at them, you know, whether they have some kind of alternative look or really cool tattoos or something like that, but they're always like big sweethearts.
Yeah.
You know, like Tyson has this really cool tattoo of like a canary with like its head in shears, which sounds really bad, but it has meaning for him. Basically, he used to be a coal miner and then he became a dog groomer. So it's grooming shears. And it's sort of like a representation of the severing of his old career to this one, which I think is brilliant. But anyway, but like, you know, just looking at him, he looks kind of rough and tumble. But then actually, he's like super sweet and just likes to hang out with dogs all day.
Funny.
Like, that's nice, you know?
Yeah. Goes against type a little bit.
Yeah.
The runoff election, 1 week and 1 day away. In fact, right, like early voting is open.
Yes, correctamundo.
We're in that window.
Yeah, I think I might do that. I ought to.
Hot take. I think either Jeff or Lisa would do a fine job. As long as they don't listen to their most vocal supporters.
Oh, really?
These people need to rely. Like, I don't know if you've seen all the fighting and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's amazing. And I don't know. I'm just sort of like, really?
Yeah.
I think either or. Apples, oranges.
Well, and also at the end of the day, like, it's not like they're all powerful. You know,
right?
They can't.
We've sort of learned that.
They can't do anything they want.
Our good buddy John Radford reminding everybody: mayors don't even vote like for things like with apartments and zoning and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like at city council meetings.
Right.
They don't get a vote.
Yeah.
I know. They do a lot of other stuff.
Totally.
It's interesting how we'll blame everything that exists now on the current person.
Right.
And I hear the who won't get fooled again. Mm-hmm. Fool me once. Shame on. Won't get. Thank you, George W. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the
yeah.
same shit.
Yeah. Well, and I think people are just
a
little.
Nihilist?
I think people are just a little too divisive when it comes to politics. Like right now, everyone just needs to chill the fuck out a little.
Comments and follow-ups. We have another 1 million views on an Instagram reel. Holy.
Hell yeah.
That's wild. Y'all are wild.
I know.
And it's nothing special. It's 25 seconds. It's this one about the volcano in Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this model is at the visitor center. We said that last episode, didn't we? I forget which one now.
Yeah.
Canyon something visitor center. It's just past the north entrance, I think.
Right.
Wow. Blown away. It did really well, like across all platforms. Mm-hmm. And I have this theory that it's just because it has a lot of red in it.
Red is very eye-catching.
Does red catch the eye?
I mean, you know the whole thing about like red cars getting stopped more often for speeding tickets and stuff?
Well, they say that, but then insurance companies don't charge you more if you have a red car.
Right, right. But I think it, I mean, I've heard statistically it's more likely. I don't really know. Maybe they can't discriminate based on color.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
We talked about the unexpected red theory a few episodes back. Little red adds a pop of color to any room, get your attention. And I think red arrows on YouTube thumbnails get more clicks for your video.
Red's just eye-catching. Makes sense.
But the number of comments, Carly, you wouldn't believe the number of people in our comments on both TikTok and Instagram and Facebook who are suddenly, I don't know, volcanologists?
Mm-hmm.
Have PhDs in geophysics?
Okay.
You know, and seismography, is that a thing? I don't know if that's a thing.
On other earth sciences.
Oh, it won't happen. It won't explode fast. Oh, it will. Well, keep in mind, we're a podcast in Idaho, and if Yellowstone does blow, most of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, gone instantly. Gone. You other people, from like the first few views were like, oh, yeah, oh, we're goners. Mm-hmm. And then like as it spread across the United States and globally, oh, it's not going to be a big deal to us. Podcast in Idaho.
Yeah, we're not talking about you, buddy.
Over here. So that was one camp. The other camp was, first of all, I don't care because, you know, views. Ah, yay.
Yeah, sure.
What do we get for that? Jack shit. Maybe a couple followers. But
I did think we got some funny comments, too, to be fair.
Some funny ones, yeah.
Yeah.
But then a bunch of people like, how is this even possible? How could they even know? There's no way they could know. And those are the comments that make me go, all right, You're maybe you read a book or a meme, probably a meme saying question everything. And so you think it's smart to deny that people could know stuff like that. But like, tell me you haven't heard about ground penetrating radar without telling me you haven't heard about ground penetrating radar.
Right.
You idiot.
Yeah. Well, and I get it because like. You know that magma is incredibly hot. You know that it'll melt basically any tool that it comes in contact with.
Liquid and hot also, magma.
There are smarter people out there than us who know how to do crazy shit.
Right. People
people
that are smart enough to ask questions, but too dumb to think that just because they don't understand something,
right.
It must not be understandable.
Right, exactly.
There can't be experts out there. And I asked ChatGPT, there's seismic reflection. That's sound waves bouncing off underground structures.
That makes sense.
There's electrical resistivity.
Whoa. See, I wouldn't have thought of that shit.
Me neither, no. I knew about ground penetrating radar.
Sure.
And then.
Yeah, because you watch Ancient Aliens.
Yeah. And LIDAR.
Uh-huh.
That shit's cool, but that's mostly on the surface. That's
yes.
not underground.
Mm-hmm.
And then magnetometry, which detects magnetic anomalies. So anyway,
crazy.
There's plenty of ways to see what's underground, idiots.
Right. Right.
A follow-up to our bit about Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah?
Idaho native. And my birthday buddy, right?
Yes.
September 12th?
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wild.
How funny.
That's super cool because I've never had anyone cool born on my book. But then Sydney comes along.
Yeah, I think the only cool, like, kind of celebrity I know of that shares my birthday is a YouTuber called Jessica Fosgaard. Oh, I'll have to look it up, but all she's right. really cool. She's from, like, England and stuff. And
okay.
She dresses all, like, vintage 50s, and oh, she's cool. cute.
Okay. So we talked about how she lived in the panhandle of northern Idaho, and her lake house was in the family for five generations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, when isn't it so cool what you can do with a little bit of money? So her parents own a plot of land, and then her grandparents owned a plot of land next door. And then I think one of her parents' siblings owns a plot of land next to that.
Oh, that's cool.
Grandparents in the middle.
Yeah.
Or maybe grandparents like gifted, you know, some acreage on either side. They built their homes, whatever.
Right, right.
But it's been in the family for five generations. About the time Sydney was born, grandpa died. Grandma couldn't afford the place anymore. They had to sell it. So what they would do is still run across the backyard in the middle to get to each other's homes. Anyway, Sydney gets famous, gets a little money. She's 28 now. This was 3 years ago when she was 25. Wow. Went up to the house, knocked on the door, and said, "Can I buy this house? It's my grandma's."
Yeah, brilliant.
I guess they said yes.
I love that.
A private off-market sale. Whatever they had to do, pay them a little extra. I don't know.
I love it.
I mean, it is a lake house in northern Idaho. I imagine it's fairly nice.
Yeah, half and probably acre. Worth something.
Something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now they have the whole family, you know, homes.
Family compound back.
The little compound back, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Honestly, I would love to have a family compound like that.
Yeah.
Like a la Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
I get that there's like some weird culty vibes to it and stuff. And also that sounds so nice.
Right.
Yeah. I just love the idea of being able to just like run over to my family's house whenever I want.
Take
not
the
having
kids
to deal with any weird neighbors and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Guess what she calls the compound there?
What?
Camp Runamuck.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
It's super cute, isn't it?
That's really cute.
On two counts. One, like, that's what you do in the wilderness is you run amok.
Totally.
And two, it does sound sort of like, I don't know, Native American?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If it you sounds say like a
really
pun.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been to Tillamook.
Yes, that's true.
Now meet Runamuck.
Yeah, I love it. That's actually really cute.
I don't know if the Native Americans think it's cute.
Well,
that was our land, but
they've got a point.
Anyway, so this is interesting. Last episode, we showed you actual ads that I was being served on Facebook.
Yes.
For mushroom. I've got the finger quotes around them because they don't have the magic mushroom ingredients that are illegal.
Mm-hmm. The psilocybin the psilocybin.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They have those removed, but they have everything else. And so they're mushroom gummies, and then I was getting ads for like home ketamine and all that shit.
Right, right. Basically all of the legal ways to do drugs.
Right. So, but also all of the legal ways to do, and because they're legal, not drugs.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know, drugs light?
Yeah.
I don't even know, right. like if you take the active ingredient out of heroin, what you're even ingesting, I'm not sure.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so YouTube gave us not a strike, but a warning.
Really?
And said we couldn't show that.
Because it talked about...
Because it has an illegal substance in it.
But it's not illegal.
A controlled that's the thing. It's not.
These buttholes.
And what do you say to an automated system?
Yeah, right.
So I am a little afraid for the future when a podcast that's right on the edge, like ours...
Well, not even... You know, we're pretty tame.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
We just talk about normal stuff that normal adults talk about.
And you know, you know how we are getting recognized more and more?
Yes.
My dental hygienist this week recognized me.
Right, right. And we got recognized at Willy Wonka, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. If Yak did an amazing job.
It was super fun. And I will say I was shocked by the number of Oompa Loompas. I didn't realize it was such a big cast. It was a little gobsmacking. Gobstopping, even.
Yes. You were gobsmacked.
Yeah.
And I'm sure his parents don't listen, but Charlie Bucket, little Evan Jenkins, you are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5, 21 finger gun pew, salute, pew. And Chef's kiss.
to you for being such a super cute Charlie.
Oh my goodness. 5 stars, 10. How many can we give?
He did really, really good.
All the stars, all the flowers. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I hope you see this in, I don't know what, another 12 years 10. When you're an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably like 8 or 9 now. Yes. You know, yes, what? He might even be 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe even just 8 years.
And I just, so I've been friends with Andolin, Mom Andolin, who played Mrs. Bucket.
Which I thought was so funny.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, she's playing his mom, but she's also just his mom.
Yeah. And just recently met her husband, Aaron, after my run on Clue.
Oh, fun.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
You guys just did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. And I guess Evan was kind of sick. Like he, that cough we heard.
Okay.
It was real.
It was real.
He had like a cough drop
I thought he was just like doing a bit with it. Like, because poor Charlie is probably sick all the time because he's like broke.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't afford health care.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought so too.
Right, right. I even turned to you at one point and I was like, do you think that's part of the character? Acting? Or, yeah, yeah. That's what a good actor you are, kid.
Fantastic.
Right? You know, speaking of your run on Clue, you'll never guess who was helping me doing the stagehand stuff for TSO.
Who?
Wadsworth. Jesse.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, isn't that so funny?
He is fantastic.
Yeah, and he was super helpful there too. It was fun seeing him there.
I think since we're gushing, like he I think he was off booked on day one. It was just
that doesn't surprise me.
And he had the whole show. Mm-hmm. I had 3 minutes and I barely had my shit together right before opening night. So
it happens.
Whew, I get it. Okay.
But yeah.
So yeah. I was talking to my dental hygienist about the premise of the show, which is there's plenty of shows in the East Idaho area by the lamestream media, the weak sauce, milk toast, mainstream media in this town. Mm-hmm. This one's not, it's not for the kids. This one's for the adults.
Yeah.
We get exactly one show and this is it.
Yes.
So anyway, we're talking about these mushroom gummies. YouTube gives us a strike or what? I had a warning, I think. I don't want to exaggerate.
Right.
And then I see this dude that I've been fascinated by at first because he was kind of a freak show, I'll be honest.
Right.
Brian Johnson, have you heard that name?
I think you and I have talked about him before.
Brian with a Y. He's a millionaire that did good in business stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then said, okay, I've got enough money. Weird for a millionaire to think that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to concentrate on longevity because you know the expression, right?
Right.
We spend all of our health earning money and then we lose our health.
Right.
I guess is how our life cycle goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so like his website literally is don'tbedieddid.com or something. It's, I don't know. But he sells of course he's selling something.
Right, right.
But like he's used himself as a human guinea pig to... Mm-hmm. Eat right, find out what he needs exactly, identify a bunch of biomarkers, what dietarily he needs to control them. Mm-hmm. And now at 48, he's got the metabolic age of an 18-year-old or something like that. Right. I have those facts mostly right.
Right.
Anywho, no sooner had we done the episode, I'm literally like editing the episode when I see that he was doing a supervised trip.
Whoa, really?
Legally taking psilocybin mushrooms. So
interesting.
Under medical supervision.
Also, I'm a little surprised that he made it to being a millionaire without being offered that kind of drugs before.
Well, you know? I mean, I'm a little surprised he made it to 38 without doing some drugs.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Like, didn't you have any friends?
Or not, yeah.
Didn't you have any peers to pressure you?
Too busy making the millions.
I guess so.
But he says all sorts of crazy stuff like, okay, here's my trip report. He consumed 4.67 grams of mushrooms, which contain 2.49 milligrams of psilocybin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dose used in modern clinical trials.
Sorry, how many milligrams?
24.9 milligrams.
Okay.
So let's say 25.
Okay.
That's the dose used in modern clinical trials. Mm-hmm. He says, first, the experience was exhilarating.
Mm-hmm.
Sensory perception dialed up, sensory joy in moving the body, sense of hearing elevated. I want to make sure I just, oh yeah. And you know, the visuals
right.
that you get. That's why all the mushroom packaging has those pretty colors is, as I understand it, you sometimes see pretty color artifacting.
Yeah.
When you're on those things. Loved the satisfaction in taking huge, deep breaths.
Mm.
peaked, came down, ate a salad, and just, yeah, basically had the heightened. Okay, I mean, bro, you should have done some ecstasy. Go clubbing.
Well, but also,
take, like, a yellow Motorola or whatever they were handing out back in the day.
That's not his goal, though.
No, I know. Because
the whole reason he's doing this is because it's supposed to help with, like, neuropathways or something, right?
Right, like we talked about last episode.
Yeah.
Sort of retrains or allows you to explore new neural pathways and make new connections if you're too stuck in a pattern. Mm-hmm. It's like a pattern disruptor.
Right.
And then had all sorts of deep thoughts. He lists them all out on Facebook. We won't go into them here, but basically, mushrooms opened up his sensory awareness of this landscape to depths he hasn't accessed before.
Did you read through any of his deep thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm looking at them right now.
Were there any that were, like, good, interesting?
No, he's talking about death and stuff. We spend most of our time. Okay, let's just pick a paragraph.
Yeah.
Once my senses were reset, my attention shifted from the texture of existence to existence itself. We spend most of our time playing games at the layers of people, dramas, companies, politics, jobs, money, ideologies, and status. Underneath these games is the knowing that physical death has been inevitable. Everyone before us has died.
Mm-hmm.
When death is inevitable, he's fascinated by death, isn't he?
A little bit. I'm kind of shocked that he's not goth.
Yeah. People pick their game among a wide array of options, including reincarnation. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But what if that death is no longer inevitable? I'm not suggesting immortality. I'm suggesting a radical remake of human life. The speed of progress is AI. Are we cavemen equivalent now compared to what we'll be like in 50 years? With so much promise, why have we not shifted our societal? I'm getting bored.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, there's a guy in the corner doing this and be like, man, wouldn't it be cool if, okay, dude.
See, though, I feel like a lot of the time when people do drugs and they think they have really deep thoughts, they're actually not that deep.
Right.
You know, they're not that interesting.
I'm not much of a talker when I'm like that. I more do drugs to get out of my head.
You're saying you do drugs?
No, what did I say? I would do drugs to get out of my head.
Yeah.
It's a hypothetical,
that
Carly.
That seems right.
Completely hypothetical. We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And Virgin River donates $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month. Or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Lincoln Post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls. Shout!
It's the holiday season. So hoop-de-doo. Dickory Doc. And don't forget to...
It's Idaho's Go-Go Talk Show. IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Hang up your sock. Hang up your sock.
Yeah, not what I thought you were going to say.
Sometimes when taking care of Christmas music, in order to make sure I'm not driven completely insane, I come up with alternate lyrics to Christmas songs. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I actually used to do the same when I worked retail. And they would start playing Christmas music way too goddamn early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think you can say goddamn at Christmas time.
No, probably not. I mean, he is the reason for the season. Definitely not that the church took over a bunch of pagan holidays or anything like that.
Oh, speaking of the church.
Yeah.
And pagan holidays and God and Jesus.
Yeah.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has clarified that it will not use artificial intelligence to create images of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Bookmark that. Or to draft general conference talks. What? Underscoring that divine inspiration cannot be replaced by technology. First of all, I absolutely agree with that call, but you're the ones who said draft general conference talks. Yeah. No one else was thinking it. So that leads me to believe that, I mean, if you have to say we're not going to use AI to draft general conference talks, that sounds like somebody who would use AI to draft general conference talks. Yes? No?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I mean...
Why did you even bring it up then?
Well, because everyone's doing it. I mean, I kind of get it. Like, it's like if you're a professor and you say, like, I'm going to run your stuff through an AI detector, but I'm not going to use AI to grade your stuff.
Mm.
You know, like, you know everyone else is doing it, but you're just stating that you are choosing not to.
I judged a podcast competition this morning.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm pretty sure... that one of the podcasts was completely scripted by AI.
Really?
You can just tell.
You can.
You can tell those sort of sound human. It sounds like a punch up right. Well, and it made jokes that were beyond the depth of the students that I was interviewing, I felt.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely have seen, I've seen more than once, like someone posting on like, you know, Facebook or something, and they're saying... They're speaking in a way that they wouldn't normally speak.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, you don't know you don't usually use that word. I don't think you even know the meaning of that word.
And I think we started talking about that this past spring when suddenly some people who were usually herp derp were just eloquent.
Right.
And well spoken.
Yeah.
And giving advice even on things. Man, that was transparency. And thank God they stopped pretty quickly because I think they realized, I mean, you don't just go from, you know,
0 to 100,
a C student to A++++.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, yes, absolutely agreed that AI should not replace God. And we're not going to use it to create images of Jesus Christ. Okay, cool. But you're still going to use this?
Yeah.
This painting that you see in almost every Mormon household.
Yeah. Can we
of
all...
white Jesus, of Mormon Jesus.
Yeah.
It actually has a name, Jesus the Christ by Del Parson.
Yeah. Can we all acknowledge the fact that Jesus was probably not white?
I don't think there's any white people in the Bible.
Just from like where he's from, it doesn't make sense. It is illogical, you know?
Should we create a picture of Jesus right now?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should try to create an AI version of a historically accurate Jesus.
Okay, we're going to do it after the show.
Okay.
And here it is. We're just going to insert it later.
I'm sure it's fantastic.
You're seeing it in context of the time frame of this conversation before we're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
There it is up on the screen. Okay. And I guess if we need to react to it, we will react to it.
Well, and also, I know that the Bible does describe Jesus a little bit, but I don't think that it says specifically, like, you know, his skin was the color of coffee with cream, or he had brown eyes, or anything like that, you know?
No, but he was, you know, from the Middle East.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay. Speaking of Jesus, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving is this week, and then Christmas is a month after that. I know. Less than.
And really, you should already be doing your Christmas shopping at this point. So Christmas should be on the brain.
That I'm mostly just shopping for you. I'm mostly done.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Feels great.
You got a few other people to shop for, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
I got a lot of family in Japan.
Yeah, that's
true. So they're going to be getting Amazon credits.
Yeah. Well, it just makes sense at that point. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy
sorry to ruin Christmas.
A couple $100 worth of presents and then spend a couple $1,000 on shipping. It just,
right.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
All right. I alluded to something last episode. You know, I'm not going to talk about something before I do it.
Right.
I talk about something after the fact, and now I am able to say that, yes, Christmas music has started officially in East Idaho on none other than 100.7, my FM. I can't sing. It sounds so good. And I realized, I did the math, like I haven't programmed Christmas music, Carly, in 7 years.
That's a hot minute.
7 long holiday seasons.
Wow.
And the Mikey Mix is back on the radio, and I'm so excited. In fact, I was so excited, Carly, that I did a little post, and I used the MyFM Christmas logo, and I posted it, and it was on my wall, and a bunch of friends like, oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, and then there was that one guy who wanted to shit on your parade a little.
Oh, yeah. So I shared it to a Facebook group. And then I don't know for sure, but I hear he came on and said, he sucks, and we're doing it, and we're doing it better, and we're going to start.
Yeah, it got, like, weirdly competitive.
First of all, bro, relax. It's Jesus.
It's Christmas time.
Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. You dick.
It just seems like such a weird thing to get so mad about.
Right. Well, and I'm sorry, but I was going to do that. Well, while you were gonna, I did. So suck it. That's just how that kind of works. Bitch, no one cares you were going to.
Yeah.
Let me guess, you were going to start a podcast too. Oh, shit. I mean a real podcast that's not just a rehash of your show. Does he think he has the exclusive rights to, you know, Christmas trees? Do you think you get the only one in town, bro?
Oh, is he the Grinch who hoarded Christmas?
Is that
all to himself?
I have a feeling, Carly, this is going to turn into a full-on Thanksgiving roast.
Oh, I mean, that seems...
You smell that?
It's seasonally thematic.
I think I'm going to cook something up here.
Roast him like a turkey?
Oh, so that's what smells so good.
Yummy. Now that's what I call cooked.
Careful, it's hot.
Ready? Boom! Roasted!
So... I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to argue with him, certainly.
Sure.
Because he actually didn't make any points other than he sucks and I'm great. Which is fine, but you got to support that with facts.
Well, and also that's kind of subjective.
Exactly. Yeah. Based on what? And that's the problem with radio guys who, like him, come from a vape shop or a jiu-jitsu studio and work at one station in one small town their entire lives, their entire careers. They listen to their buddies, their cul-de-sac buddies who go, you rule, you're on the radio, it's so cool.
It's giving very peaked in high school.
That's So I'm not going to argue with him for the same reason God wouldn't argue with an ant.
Sure.
Now, if he went to a real rated market, so it's not just his opinion and his bro's opinions as to how good he is, but actual objective data. Worked for a real radio station in a really competitive situation, then we could talk. Then you could come sit at my table. And by the way, talking shit on Christmas music, that's what you get
weird.
When you have a rock guy doing classy Christmas.
Right.
First of all, pick a lane. Second of all, I mean, you get, look, you can either have credibility as a rock station guy. Or credibility as the Christmas guy, but you don't get both. You don't get to hail Santa and hail Satan. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And so he says, oh, my music's so much better.
That's good.
So I tune in and listen, And I could be wrong, but as far as I can tell, it's the same fucking music.
I mean, it's not like there's a lot to choose from.
It's actually, okay, it's actually the same playlist as mine. Sure. Now, he had 3 days to listen and copy. I get it. It's either the playlist I left there 7 years ago, or it's this new playlist that he copied. But then he shit on it, like Rango. He sprinkled it with refried diarrhea, you know, to make it his own. He had to mark it with his own scent.
Right.
But when you take my joy and then you say, well, I was going to have that.
Yeah.
Not a zero-sum game. And you know what that makes you? That makes you a bully.
Mm-hmm. And a Grinch.
Yeah.
Especially because you're doing it over Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And not even like the good Grinch at the end of the movie, whose heart grows 3 sizes. The shitty Grinch at the beginning of the movie, who's just mean.
And I get it. That's all you've known since I've been gone. And I know hurt people hurt people. I know that the guy who fired, okay, or laid off, let go, parted ways with, however you want to word that diplomatically, or perhaps even could no longer afford the services of the Z103 morning guy, the Z103 morning gal, the KLCE morning gal, the Hawk program director and morning guy, and the chief engineer. That's why your stations sound like such shit, new GM, if you're wondering. Sounds to me anyway. Now, I can't speak to my time at that operation, like I mentioned before, out of respect for the owner. But I can talk about what's been publicly available information over the last 7 years, which is the Bill Wurst bloodbath.
Right.
And so the people that are left have to be, in my estimation, the people who are willing to do the most amount of work for the least amount of money. And that's why you got the rock station guy doing Christmas music.
Yeah, that's rough.
All right.
Well, and you know, I will say it's kind of fan behavior. It's actually a little romantic how much he's like bothered, I guess. Like to the point where he took time out of his day to tell everyone on the radio how much he's like totally not into you.
Give us free publicity. Yeah, me thinks that little Vicky wilted. What should we call him? Vicky Limp? Doth protest too much, right?
A little bit.
What's the Taylor Swift song about that?
Actually romantic.
Yeah. It's actually romantic. You know what? I should be touched. I should. That's a great way to think about it. You know, and I think maybe that's what little Vicky wants and needs. I think that he just needs to have some love from daddy.
Do you think he wants to be pumped full of daddy's love and affection?
That's it right there. Yeah. Is that what you need, little buddy? Okay, come here. I'll give it to you. Come here, little Vicky Limpy. I know the world can seem so scary when you're so small, right?
I can.
It's okay to be afraid, but right now, I want you to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and puff out your chest and stand like Superman stands. Show me how Superman stands, little Vicky.
That's it. You go get him, Tiger.
That's it, buddy. That's it. You're my big... Who's my big, brave boy? You're my big, brave boy. Okay, come here. Atta boy. Yeah, what'd you say? Go get him, Tiger.
Yeah, go get him, Tiger. I will say the thing I was the most offended by, though, regarding his remarks, was the fact that he had the audacity to say that he thought that you might play the worst Christmas song ever, Christmas Shoes.
Did he say that?
Which we have said, we have shat on Christmas Shoes so many times on this show alone. You could do a super cut of it.
I call it the emotional grape song. Since we're on YouTube,
yeah.
The emotional grape song.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's a bad song. And honestly, I'm offended that you think that I would work with someone who had such bad taste that they would choose to put that song on the radio.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't be offended by what an idiot says. You got to have sympathy for him. It's okay, little buddy. You know, it's got to be, you got to have a heart a little bit.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. I need to work on my empathy a little.
Is this me having a heart?
Oh, no. Did yours grow 3 sizes this day?
It may have.
Aw.
Okay. Tell me about the Yule Cat.
Okay.
We like Christmas.
Yeah, speaking
we
like of Christmas cats. Things, mm-hmm. I do like cats. Okay, so it's a piece of Icelandic folklore that is basically about a massive, vicious cat that will roam the streets and it'll attack anyone who hasn't received new clothes by Christmas Eve.
Wait a minute. You know who would know this one is our buddy Kevin in Manhattan.
I'm sure he would.
Who lived in Iceland. Do you know this one?
Oh, I didn't know he used to live in Iceland. That's cool.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's had all the weird food.
That's funny.
And okay, so the cat roams the streets of Iceland?
Yes, and it attacks people who haven't received new clothes by Christmas, basically. So a lot of people theorize that the reason that it was sort of made up was to motivate farmers to process their wool before Christmas time.
Oh.
You know, which I actually think is kind of brilliant. Really, we should threaten more people with big cats.
Well, yeah, threat of death
yeah.
from a big cat.
Yeah.
You will be torn apart by a tiger.
Well, I was going to say, I love that it's not like a tiger or some other like normal big cat. It's just like a massive domestic cat that's just an asshole to people without new clothes. Which is funny because I feel like more cats are assholes to people with new clothes. I mean, I can count at least two or three times when you've worn a relatively new shirt around my cat and he's put a hole in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. F my life.
Yeah, right.
But, okay, if you think about the timeline, it kind of makes sense because they shear sheep in the spring.
Right.
So that gives the sheep shearer and the wool weaver... That gives them like 6 months.
It gives them some time, yeah.
9 months.
Well, and also whoever's going to be knitting or crocheting that into clothing.
Yeah. Do we know the name of the Yule Cat?
It's just called the Yule Cat.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it probably has some Icelandic name, right. But I can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can look it up like and we can try, should we?
Yeah, should we?
Would that be hilarious? Why? Okay. Oh my gosh. Sorry, Wikipedia desperately wants me to donate to them, and I can't, like, skip it.
It gives you all the hang-ups. Yeah.
Yeah, but even if I hit, like, remind me later, it wants to send me a text message or an email.
Which I've never understood, because why do you have your hand out at the time of year where everybody has their hand out?
Right! Oh my gosh! Yeah, like, you know how you're supposed to tip, like, your mailman and your doorman and stuff around Christmas time?
Yes.
It's like, no, can we do this around, like, spring?
The doorman please? To my very exclusive penthouse apartment.
Yeah, right.
At the top of the West Bank.
Jola Kauterin. I'll let you look at that. What do you think? Jola Kauterin.
Mm-hmm.
Jola Kauterin.
Jola Kauterin.
Here. All right, I found a YouTube video.
Okay.
How useful is that? Oh, but first, ad. God, every time. And it's on Crohn's disease. Jeez Louise. Okay.
Jola Kauterin.
Oh, okay. Jola Kauterin. You know what? We did pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Jola Kauterin.
So Jola must be Yule.
Uh-huh.
Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then Kauterin. Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Makes sense.
Okay. And is it Christmas Eve when the cat roams around? Like, when does the wool clothing have to be ready?
Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, but in some versions, he does just eat your food instead of eating you as food.
Right.
So, you know, he's a merciful Yule cat.
Okay. And do you leave, like, cat food out for him?
No, like, he'll eat your human food. So you'll be clothless and foodless. Oh. I mean, really, he's kind of like, anti-poor.
He's right. Yeah. That's
yeah. Kind of classist. Like
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Socioeconomically disadvantaged, prejudiced against.
Yeah. Kind of messed up. I do kind of wonder if they have to be brand new clothes or if they just have to be new to you clothes.
Right. Or on your body clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who's wandering around on Christmas Eve not clothed in Iceland?
I mean, I would hope.
I mean, I guess Iceland has a bunch of those hot pools and stuff, though.
Right. Well, and also Iceland.
Maybe just the people at the hot pools.
Well, and also Iceland is the warm one. Greenland is the cold one.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
Branding.
Right.
Okay. Here's something that I've wanted to do for the longest time, and we just didn't have time, but we do this episode, which I think is great, because we're seeing a lot more of those personalized license plates, right?
Yes.
Idaho license plates, the DMV has just flat out rejected Let's start with
funny.
These 1DA space HOE. You know, the basic joke we've heard so many times, Idaho. Oh,
yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
Then there's not Daho. There's you, Daho.
Uh-huh.
Right?
You know the license plate that has Sacagawea on it,
mm-hmm.
where she's pointing?
Mm-hmm.
I literally saw one today of her pointing, and it just says, oh, look.
Oh, funny.
Which is so funny.
Okay. who thought of that?
Right? That's well, good. Whoever has that license plate, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know more about them.
I know, right?
Teenage kid. That sounds like one of those dull men's club.
Yes.
Who discovered the Winco beans. Oh, by the way, Winco like totally replied to us. And
I know. I love that so much.
It was flattering and wild on the.
You know what? Also, my cousin was just carrying around a reusable Winco bag. Huh. And it was like so cute. Like, their pattern on it was adorable. I was very impressed, Winco, because a lot of the times when you get, like, a reusable bag to a store like that, it's always kind of fugly, but they, like, obviously put effort into it, and I appreciate that.
Okay, plates that were denied for including or referencing profanity. Here they all are, right here. If you're watching, you can pause if you're just listening. You know, stuff like, duck off. And here's one. It's, I just can't figure this one out, you guys.
I think duck off should have been allowed.
Can you help me out with CVNT? I'm not sure what that means.
Who could say?
But that is just the worst word you can say.
Is it?
That is, just, right?
I mean.
And I know like in Australia.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay, so it's actually funny.
I mean, it's not fine, but it's widely used.
Yeah, no, it's fine. All right. But actually. In college, because I was a little shit, and I liked to cuss during class, mm-hmm. For one of my linguistics classes, the professor wanted us to do some kind of survey and then basically show our results. And so, because I wanted to swear in class, I decided I wanted mine to be on swear words, and specifically, what swear word do people of this area think is the worst? And it was unanimously
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we can't even say it on this show.
Yeah, that'll probably have a quack over it.
Anyway, we'll just go through a couple of these really fast. They're all under different categories, as you can see. Here's boobies with a Z.
Ha, funny.
The number zero and then my balls with a Z. Oh, my balls. G-spot. BJ69er. HRNY, I guess, for horn.
Oh, but, funny. But that could, well, and also, how are you supposed to drive this car to work, dude?
Right, that's true.
Like, you are going to lose so much respect from your colleagues and your boss.
Pretty sure. Hear me out. These guys don't have a real job.
Okay, I'm sorry. Have you ever seen how expensive vanity license plates are?
These guys probably work at a rock station. Or a vape shop.
Maybe.
Drug references are out too, like zero piet.
See, and that's stupid too, because like you're just asking to get pulled over at that point.
Baked with a three. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like those guys, and you know they're pot smokers.
Of course.
That say, you know, bad cop, no donut.
Mm-hmm.
Have those stickers on the back.
Right.
Okay.
Just stupid.
And violent. Okay. Insulting plates like you are ugly. Violent plates.
Okay, that's just funny. I like that
HTN run.
Oh, no.
Probably don't want that.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Because what if you ever hit some poor guy on a bike?
Yeah.
Also, FCKMAGA. Probably not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and okay. Also, again, you're just asking to get pulled over.
Right.
Jeez Louise, people.
Hard to believe just a couple more things and then our Thanksgiving 2025 episode is over.
I know. Although, if you do miss us, we actually are going to be doing a live episode on Thanksgiving Day at noon so that while you're cooking, you can listen to us. I think it'll be kind of a fun time. You know, it'll be a good way to distract yourself from all of the upcoming snacking that you'll be doing. Mm-hmm. That way you won't feel like you need to eat right then.
And those are fun episodes because you can interact with us in real time, and the more mm-hmm. people interacting, the better.
Absolutely.
We'll sip some tea, talk some shit.
Uh-huh. It'll be good.
Yeah. It'll be great. Okay. Jordan posted a very important, this is for the ladies, pay attention ladies, this very important PSA last week outside the Ammon Botify.
Okay, I am at the Ammon Botify. I hardly ever come to the gym this early in the morning ever anymore. I usually come later in the evening or in the afternoon. Anyways, I learned some information about this location specifically that I wanted to share. Just trying to look out for my gym girlies, like just a PSA trying to look out for you in your best interest.
Sounds like this could go either way, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep watching.
So I learned some information about this location. If you come here to work out in between 7 a.m. and 7:30 a.m., the local fire department, I believe it was Ammon Fire Department, could have been IF, I'm not sure. I'd like fine details really don't matter. They're also working out here at that same time. So it is exactly what you think it is. It's exactly what you would expect it to be. Like 5 out of 5 stars would highly recommend you come check it out for yourself. Okay. Tell them Jordan sent you. You will not be disappointed.
Okay, that's hilarious. Sounds like Christmas came early.
Somebody came early.
And also, maybe some of the gym girlies can volunteer to, you know, act as weights for the fellas. Since they'll need to carry out, you know, bodies from fires and stuff, you know, maybe acting as a, like, you know, being a stand-in victim so that they can help you, they can, like, lift you up might be a good service to the community that women can provide. So, you just think? Saying, ladies, that might be a kind thing to do.
So, here's what you do. You take your frozen turkey, you put it in the deep fryer, the deep fat fryer, while it's still frozen.
Yep.
Like they did, what's that? Oh, that's KUSA. I think that's a TV station out of Denver that used to have a weatherman by the name of Mike Nelson, by the way.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Huh. Yeah, and when we say that, we mean don't do that. That is a surefire way to get the firemen at your door on Thanksgiving. But
right.
And why? What's the science behind that, Carly? You know, you were telling me.
Yeah, so basically, because, you know, turkeys are living organisms that at one point had water in their body. When they're frozen, there's still water molecules in them. And basically, if you drop that into a deep fat fryer, it'll heat that water up so quickly that it'll turn to steam and it'll explode.
Yeah.
So,
like the oil then bubbles out of the fat fryer.
Yeah.
Onto any open flame.
Yeah.
You saw how fast that went up.
It's very bad.
Let's watch it again. Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, you knew we had a potato drop?
Yeah.
In Idaho, and you didn't tell me.
I thought that we talked about it.
I swear.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it on an episode of IFAF.
Well, shit. All right. Yeah, I may have killed.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I may have killed those brain cells with the mushrooms, gummies. Okay, so you know how we've joked that Idaho has three capitals?
Uh-huh.
The L on my forehead. Here's Spokane, Washington, Boise, Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Spokane, Washington, even they know they're a capital of Idaho because they do a bunch of Idaho news.
Right.
Here's them talking about the potato drop.
All right. So we're going to actually skip past Christmas here. Sorry, Tim. We're going to talk about New Year's now because we all know about the potato drop, right, out in Idaho.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually been nominated by USA Today for the best New Year's drop. So this is a big deal. It's happened 3 years now. Last year, the potato drop won second place.
What?
Nominated it again, obviously, and it's all by vote. So if you want to get our Idaho drop to number one, you can actually vote right now and see if we can't get it up there.
Yeah, see if you can't get it up there.
That is hilarious, though.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
see if you can't get it up there, Vicky Limpy.
Just checking, too. The Idaho potato drop goes on in Boise, right?
Yes.
Okay, I would think so, because so why
new,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, New Year's Eve in Boise, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And USA Today has nominated it for one of the 10 best New Year's Eve drops.
I love that. I think that's hilarious.
I would love to see it be number one.
Same. Well, and of course, I had to peek and find out who is number one. It's Ludington, Michigan. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and they're not even dropping a potato.
What do they have?
It's just a ball. Just like a fancy looking ball, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Lame.
Whatevs. you know, every 50 years, every state ought to just get a chance at it.
Yeah, I think so. Something.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Ooh, with maybe like the Olympics, they like get extra money for it or something, and they do something right. extra special. That'd be fun.
Wrap it up coming up.
Love it. Let's do it.
Ooh, can I go first?
Of course, of course.
You know my heart-tugging pet cause this time of year
mm-hmm.
with my favorite family, other than my own, of course. Well, no, favorite family, the Hales. It's the Christmas Box Angel Vigil.
Mm-hmm.
If you've lost a child or know somebody who has, go to this thing. It's healing. It's at mm-hmm. Fielding Memorial Cemetery, December 6th, 6 p.m. Dress warmly, bring a candle and a flower.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a great experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And a lot of stuff happening this Saturday.
Tons. First and foremost, Shop Small Saturday. We, of course, want to promote Elsie's Closet, one of our favorite stores in town, my personal favorite store in town. They're going to have a whole big event so that you can get some great prices on some great items. And then you can wear those great items to the other two things going on Saturday yeah. if you'd like to. There's Forgotten Carols at 7:30 p.m. at the Frontier Center, as well as the Slime Pit 2 Toys for Tots benefit with the Idahoan at 7 p.m. at the gym. Make sure that you bring a new unopened, unwrapped toy.
That's your admission in. And yes, it is what it sounds like it's going to be, which is a life-size Nickelodeon-style green goo dumper.
Uh-huh. So I guess maybe save your nice Elsie's Closet clothes for a different event.
I'm pretty sure it's safe and non-toxic, but you know, fuck around and find out.
I guess so.
Okay.
If you don't want to wear it to the slime pit, though, you could wear your new outfit to the Piano Guys on Sunday the 30th at 7 p.m. at the Mountain America Center.
Love those guys. They have a Christmas album, too.
They sure do, yeah. Which, I mean, I think most bands at some point make a Christmas right? album, don't they?
Yeah, we've talked about the Christmas album Cash Grab before.
Oh, yeah.
Like Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course she is.
Of course.
But her Christmas album is trash.
I mean,
it's so bad. It's so not good.
Probably because she didn't really actually care about it.
My only wish this year is for Taylor Swift to remake the Britney Spears Christmas classic, but also for her to do that album again.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, with her new sound and new producers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she has been really killing it lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can, I mean, you're printing money, Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's our show. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you Thursday at noon. Thanksgiving Day at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Go get them, Tiger.
Be kind to critters.
Oh, vote for the Idaho Potato Drop at usatoday.com. Link in post. Here's the KTVB Boise crew from a few years back doing Drop the Potato.
P-O-T-A-T-O Drop.
Pushing potato poetry, you know it don't stop.
P-O-T-A-T-O Drop.
News Channel 7, cause you know it don't stop.
P-O-T-A-T-O Drop.
Pushing potato poetry, you know it don't stop.
P-O-T-A-T-O Drop.
News Channel 7, cause you know it don't stop.
IFAF